Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Monday, September 9th, 2013. The idea for Wilson and McQueen came up a couple of years ago as Chris McQueen and Adrian Wilson, along with their wives, spent an evening together enjoying food, drink, and guitars. As they say on their website, quote, "As we listened to one another's stuff, we realized that our songs went together really well," end quote. Wilson McQueen released their first CD this past spring, and we're going to talk to them about getting together, writing together, and performing together. But before we do, let's listen to everything from the new Wilson and McQueen CD, W&M.
Pocket change, yet you offer out your love to those with nothing. Would you take this broken life? It's really all I have to give. I feel I owe the universe. I offer you my all. I offer you my all. I bring everything. I bring everything. Heart of straw into a heart of gold. It seems to me that's what you do. You make the worthless something new. You are the Lord of everything. All I have you've given me. I am enslaved to your goodness. I pledge my very breath. I pledge my very breath. I bring everything. I bring everything.
And now to our interview with Chris McQueen and Adrian Wilson. Good evening, Chris.
Hello, how are you?
Good, and good evening, Adrian.
Hi, how are you, Rob?
Good. Now, let's get started and talk a little bit about yourselves each. Start with you, Adrian. How did you get interested in music?
Well, my father was a worship pastor when I was growing up, and he introduced me to the guitar, taught me how to play my first chords, and music was all around my house as I was growing up. I was in piano lessons as an early child, and just came through the whole piano lessons process and tried out different instruments.
Chris, what about you?
Well, similar story. My dad played acoustic guitar from the campfire when we were growing up, and we were going to folk festivals and stuff as a kid, and so music was always a big part of things for me. And I just, you know, I just kind of fell in love with it. I was given a Bontempi blow organ when I was a kid and started figuring out Chariots of Fire, and I was off to the races from there, you know.
So, looking at that, what have been your influences along the way with both of you? Who have been sort of your musical influences and just influences in life in general?
Well, I'll jump in on that one. There's a couple of people who come to mind in terms of formation as at least as a worship artist. Kevin Prosh, you know, back in the early to mid 90s, his music just, it was something else for me. It just kind of opened me up to this deep, expressive sort of connection between musicality and the love of God. And also, I spent time mentoring under Dan Wilt. He was the worship pastor at the Cambridge Vineyard back then. And he's, you know, he's been a significant influence in my life, if not stylistically, then certainly in spirit and in just the characteristics of pouring out heart through song, you know.
Adrian.
Yeah, I grew up in the Vineyard movement. So a lot of the Vineyard, early Vineyard artists played a big role in my worship upbringing. Dan Wilt was actually also a big influence on my life in my formation of my view of worship and how I come to worship. U2 was one of my biggest influences growing up as a kid, just learning the electric guitar parts and just the way that the Holy Spirit is just in that music. That was a big influence on me as well.
Well, and Adrian, too, you're art runs in your family as well. Your sister Rachel's a painter. I had a chance to interview her a few weeks ago.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, our whole family is quite creative. My parents were really good at fostering that.
Okay. And Chris, are there other artistic disciplines that have influenced you as well, or has it always been music?
Well, I mean, there's always a visual component, and I love good design and whatnot. But the main thrust of it since I was a preteen has really been music, and the way the heart connects to sort of immediate expression, it's a pretty amazing medium.
Now, what sort of led the two of you to get together? Start with Adrian on this one.
Chris and I believe we first met. We were both part of a worship planning group in the Vineyard. We came together out in New Brunswick, St. Stephen's, under Dan Wilt. Dan Wilt was leading the group at that time. I believe that was the first time we met. Our relationship started. We got a bit closer when we went out to, we both traveled out to BC together, out to Penticton for a national gathering. My wife, Allison, and myself, and Chris and his wife, Olivia, we spent a lot of time in the car together, and I think that was the time when our relationship kind of took off at that point.
So, Chris, what sort of led you to the point where you actually said, hey, let's actually start working together and making music together?
Well, yeah, I mean, we'd been hanging around each other for a couple of years on and off, and we got together as couples one night, and we were just, you know, we knew each other as songwriters, and we had played together on a couple of occasions, led together and whatnot, and we started sharing the songs that we had been writing, and it just realized that together it was like we put these songs together, and we can pick our best material, and it seemed to go really well, and I think the fact that we know each other quite well, and there just seemed to be a real kindred nature in what was happening, and so and there were some events that followed that kind of catalyzed that for us, and we thought, you know, we need to make this record together.
Yeah, I guess, you know, that whole aspect of, you know, chemistry is kind of the word that always comes to mind when you start hearing about how people and things gel together.
Depends for the long term, yeah.
Yeah. What led to the CD, Chris? What sort of led to the point where you decided, let's put together a CD?
When we put these songs together, as we were kind of jamming out and stuff, we just really felt like, let's record something. Both of our churches have a history of putting out worship albums, and it had been more than 10 years, I think, for both of us since we'd done something with our churches. And so we just said, you know, it's time. We have this material that we really felt we had seen it take root, these songs, not only in our churches, but in other churches with other worship leaders that we're connected to. And we thought, you know, let's just record this thing and see what we come up with.
Well, Adrian, let's look at, you know, in looking at the whole recording aspect and that, what was the sort of the biggest learning experience you guys had? Like Chris said, it was, you know, 10 years since you actually did something. What had changed in that time frame?
I think it was, for me, it was, I had written a bunch of songs, and I wasn't confident enough to, you know, as creative people, we tend to kind of cave in on ourselves and, you know, hold tightly onto our art as opposed to trying to get it out there. So I think for me, it was just getting together with Chris was I think the kind of the trigger point that allowed me to realize, you know what, this music is has value to more than just me. And I think just the learning experience was, you know, gaining the confidence and then when we brought in the producer, we worked with John Horvath, was the producer for this album, and he was excellent contribution to the project. So learning to work with him, learning to be open to his feedback was a big learning curve as well, I'd say.
It was very interesting, actually, it was really a three-pronged contribution, and so the three of us really had to, we all had sort of veto power and decision-making power, and so it was quite a unique learning experience to have that kind of, you know, in this day and age when you can have home recording studios, you sort of get used to becoming the master of your own domain. And I think the strength of this record in a lot of ways is that we've got three creative minds that have really tried to work together and figure out what the best vision for each of the songs are, you know, and it was just a really challenging but amazing experience that way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a writer, and I find that you often need someone that can come in from the outside to help gel some of that, you know, some of the ideas that you're putting together. And so, you know, working with an editor, working with a producer, and it's the same type of process. So I want to look into that. I want to look into a little bit more about your songwriting experiences and stuff like that. But we're going to take a quick break and come right back and continue with our guests, Adrian Wilson and Chris McQueen, to talk about their approach to the creative process in their songwriting. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Creation is growing for the one who steps into its brokenness, who finds the lost and heals the least, and moves in justice. Your name we will proclaim, and let the world know that rescue's coming, the Savior is mighty to save, restoring the broken, releasing from the Father's heart. He traded life for suffering to justify and put to right a world misshapen. Welcome
back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Rescue from WNM, the debut CD by Wilson and McQueen. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Adrian Wilson and Chris McQueen. How does, you know, for each of you, how does the songwriting process work? Adrian, are you like a lyrics person first, a music person first, or does it come?
I am a melody person first. Typically, the first thing that comes to me is a melody. Lyrics are actually more challenging for me in my writing process. They usually come later on in the process. So it usually starts out with the music, the feel of the song, and the melody.
Chris, what about you? Is it the same question? Melody, lyrics first, music, you know, both at the same time?
It's happened every way that I can conceive that it might happen. For me, initially, it was much easier for me to come up with a melody and some sort of song structure and then find lyrics later. But, you know, there's been lots of times where a lyric has popped out first, rarely in completion, but often there's a full, you know, a verse or chorus or something. And then occasionally there's been one or two times where the whole thing just came out in 10 or 15 minutes, which those are a gift. I mean, you can hardly even, I mean, almost unfair when that happens.
Now, in looking at all this, how does this whole process work with the two of you as a songwriter? How do you guys get together and write and co-write songs when you do that?
Well, oddly enough, we haven't actually done the co-writing thing. We've done the co-arranging and co-producing thing. I mean, there are, well, maybe Adrian can talk to this, there are some moments where, you know, one another, we've brought some influence in terms of lyrical turns or something to bring some finality to a song. But so far, we've just kind of written independently and then produced together.
Are you looking at getting to the point where you are going to try and songwrite together? Adrian?
Yeah, I think we'd really like to. We're both definitely open to it, and we have a common vision and common style, obviously. So I think that's something that we will do in the future.
Now, what inspires you as a songwriter, Adrian? Where do some of your ideas come from?
A lot of my ideas come while I'm walking to work, I live down by the river, as I mentioned, so I get a lot of inspiration from nature, from being outdoors, and also from my children. I have three young children, and just being around them and their youthfulness and the way that I see God in them really inspires me. So that's a lot of my songs come from.
Yeah, Chris, same question. What are your inspirations as a songwriter?
It's really become, in the last number of years, very much a theological exercise for me. I really love truth, and I think that when we are able to take something that's ancient and been sort of proclaimed for millennia and find new and unique ways to express that, that is sort of the penultimate goal for me as a worship songwriter in particular. And so a number of songs come, they start with an idea of, you know, I think this about God. I want to write a song about this characteristic. Everywhere was very much like that. This idea where, you know, God is everywhere that we are praising him. He's we can't be somewhere he's not. And so it's very much an investment into the theology of theological sort of underpinnings of our churches and our movement, really.
Well, listening to the two of you and sort of what inspires you and how you're bringing your songs to fruition, it sounds like there's different influences in each of you. How does that work together for you then when you're getting to the point of either leading a worship time together, or even when you're going into the studio and deciding which songs you're going to choose? How do you pull your separate visions together? Start with you, Chris.
Well, you know, I think it's very much we have a common, because we ultimately have a common goal point, which is to have congregational songs that are true and hopefully beautiful. Really, I think what it is, to use a metaphor, I think two different tributaries that are feeding into the same river. And so because our destination point is, that's where a lot of the commonality is. I mean, I love Adrian's songs. I've been saying for years that he's my favorite living song, right? You know, worship songwriter, worship leader. And so, it's very natural. I mean, we haven't really had to think too much about it. Hey, man.
Yeah, same question, Adrian. How do you pull your styles together?
Yeah, I'd agree with you, Chris. I don't know if I have too much to add to that. You summarized that quite well.
When you were looking at going into the studio and pulling the songs together, and that, how did you make the choices as to which songs ended up on the CD, Adrian?
Yeah, that was an interesting process, and I think we really had to kind of let go, because Chris and I both, we did bring these songs separately. They were not co-writes. We really had to kind of separate ourselves from, you know, these are Chris's songs, these are Adrian's songs, and we really tried to look at it objectively, and, you know, which songs really work together to achieve the goal of the album, which songs do we feel are the best songs. So that was a very interesting process. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, the more interesting question is, you know, what about the songs that didn't make the record? Because there's some really good ones that have a lot of life that just, for, you know, either stylistic purposes or just thematically, they just felt like they were just a bit of a different creature. And so there's a number of really great songs that, you know, it was kind of heartbreaking to scratch some of them off the list. You know, in the end, we went with those ones that seemed to go well together, and also that we knew were our strongest. I mean, that was one of the great advantages of working together, is that there's not a B song on the record, which is something that's pretty rare to be able to say.
Right.
Actually, I think looking back on it too, Chris, there was a few songs on there that made the record that we initially had cut, I think, which was kind of interesting, just the way that happened naturally.
Yeah, and then one or two that were written in the time after we started recording. So it was really a growing thing.
Well, what I want to do is, on that note, I think we need to take one final break and be right back to wrap up our conversation with Wilson and McQueen. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
We will stand firm, though troubles and fears surround. Falter or slip, supported on solid ground. Our mountain and shield, our strength and security. Whom shall we fear? Whom shall we fear? You are the rock on which we stand.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to You Are the Rock from WNM, this debut CD from Wilson and McQueen. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to finish up our conversation with musicians Chris McQueen and Adrian Wilson. Well, talking about, just before into break, you're talking about the songs that got left off the this CD. Are there plans for a second CD in the works?
Certainly open to it, as you know. I think we'll see how the songs come together as we are writing. I've certainly been writing again, and as Adrian said, I mean, we've definitely talked about experimenting a little bit with some co-writing. So I think that, I mean, for me, I mean, I love working with Adrian. I think it'll be the nature of the material that'll dictate that. As long as it continues to feed into the same, you know, stream in a unique way, I'm all over it.
Adrian, what about what's next on the agenda for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we've both been doing a bit of writing, Chris more so in the past little while. But I think we'll just take it as it comes. We don't have any plans necessarily, but we do really enjoy working together and being together. So I'd be surprised if we ended up collaborating again in the short near term.
Are there any plans for worship concerts or anything to get together so that people can see you live?
Absolutely. We're both kind of green at the at that sort of pulling together some of this stuff in terms of live concerts and stuff. But we're forging ahead into that world. Part of the creative endeavor is that you kind of feel like when you've written the song or produced, recorded the record, that your job is done. Reality, there's a whole other side of it, which is figuring out how to get it in front of people, and more particularly leading people in worship. We've had a couple of times to play this record basically in a worship setting, and I would say one of the high points of my creative life, it was just incredible to see people coming together and worshiping. It always is a thrill, so that's something that I'm really excited about.
What if people are interested in finding out more about Wilson McQueen, how can they do that?
Well, we have a trusty website, www.wilsonandmcqueen.com, that's a great starter place. We're working with Vineyard Worship in the U.S. We're in process of getting some stuff on iTunes. So right now the album is available on online, and you can also contact us by email, chris@wilsonandmcqueen.com and adrian@wilsonandmcqueen.com.
And McQueen is M-A-C-Q-U-E-E-N.
Yeah.
Just make sure they know that. Okay, well, Chris, Adrian, thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, man. It was
talking to you.
Great to be here.
Yeah, and thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thank you to my guests, Adrian Wilson and Chris McQueen. If you want to listen to this program again or share it with a friend, look for the archive program on our website, www.selawministries.ca. That's S-E-L-A-W. Ministries.ca, and be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W 13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.